Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Global Business Environment Sustainability and the Balance by Jana Morrison is an academic textbook for students of international business, strategic management, and related business disciplines. Published in its sixth edition by Bloomsbury Academic, it introduces the external conditions that shape business activity across borders, including economic, political, legal, cultural, technological, social, and financial environments. Its distinctive purpose is to connect these domains with sustainability, ethics, responsibility, and uncertainty rather than treating global business as a purely commercial or strategic exercise. Morrison presents the business enterprise as part of a wider network of stakeholders, institutions, risks, and social expectations. The book is designed for classroom use, with case studies, decision-making features, and accessible explanations that support applied learning. It is especially notable for addressing contemporary issues such as the pandemic, foreign direct investment, industrial policy, global communication, race relations, and decolonizing the curriculum within a broader framework of responsible global business. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, sustainability as a central test of global business decisions. The book places sustainability at the center of global business analysis, rather than treating it as a separate corporate social responsibility topic. This matters because businesses operating internationally face pressures that cannot be measured only through profit, market share, or shareholder returns. Climate risk, resource constraints, labor conditions, community expectations, and regulatory change all influence whether a business model remains viable. Morrison frames sustainability as a balancing problem. Firms must pursue economic goals while recognizing environmental limits and social responsibilities. This approach helps students see why sustainability is not simply a matter of public image, but a practical condition affecting strategy, supply chains, investment, governance, and legitimacy. The title itself signals this tension, suggesting that business decisions are made in a balance between growth ambitions and broader obligations. By embedding sustainability across the global environment, the book encourages readers to assess how firms create value, who bears the costs of that value creation, and how long-term risks may challenge short-term commercial gains. Secondly, a multidimensional framework for analyzing the external business environment. A major function of the textbook is to give students a structured way to examine the forces surrounding business activity. Morrison covers economic, political, social, legal, cultural, technological, and financial environments, showing that global business is shaped by interacting systems rather than isolated market conditions. This framework is important because a company may succeed commercially in one country and face serious constraints in another due to regulation, political instability, currency risk, social expectations, or cultural differences. The book therefore moves beyond a narrow view of international business as exporting, investment, or competition. It asks readers to consider how institutions, policies, technologies, and social norms define the opportunities and limits available to firms. The value of this approach is practical, as well as analytical students learn to identify relevant external variables before making strategic judgments. By presenting the business environment as layered and interconnected, the book supports more careful thinking about why global markets differ and why firms must adapt to local and transnational conditions. Thirdly, ethics, responsibility, and stakeholder expectations in global enterprise. Morrison gives sustained attention to ethics, responsibilities, and stakeholder relationships, which distinguishes the book from textbooks that focus mainly on competitive advantage or international expansion. The enterprise is presented not only as a profit-seeking organization, but also as an actor with obligations to employees, consumers, communities, governments, suppliers, investors, and the natural environment. This stakeholder perspective is especially relevant in global business because responsibilities often become harder to define across borders. A multinational enterprise may operate in countries with different labor standards, governance systems, legal enforcement, and cultural assumptions about acceptable conduct. The book, therefore, encourages students to examine not just what firms can legally do, but what they should do when legal minimums and ethical expectations diverge. Its attention to corporate governance also helps connect ethical responsibility with organizational structures and accountability. The result is a more rounded understanding of business conduct, where decision-making is judged by its wider consequences and not only by financial efficiency. Fourthly, uncertainty, risk, and decision-making in changing global contexts. The latest edition gives particular emphasis to uncertainty in global contexts, including how organizations assess and respond to risk across different dimensions of the business environment. This focus is valuable because global business decisions are rarely made under stable or fully predictable conditions. Political shifts, financial volatility, supply chain disruption, technological change, social conflict, public health crisis, and regulatory reform can all alter the conditions under which firms operate. By including a chapter on the worldwide pandemic and its implications for the global business environment, the book connects theory with a recent event that exposed the fragility of international systems. Its decision-making features linked to case studies appear designed to move students beyond description toward judgment. The key lesson is that risk assessment is not only a technical exercise. It also involves understanding institutions, dependencies, stakeholder impacts, and the limits of managerial control. Morrison, therefore, treats uncertainty as a core condition of global business rather than an exceptional interruption. Lastly, contemporary global issues and inclusive perspectives in business education. The book is updated to reflect newer concerns in global business education, including foreign direct investment, industrial policy, global communication, race relations, and decolonizing the curriculum. These additions broaden the textbook beyond traditional themes such as trade, multinational firms, and national competitiveness. Foreign direct investment and industrial policy help students understand the continuing role of governments in shaping business location, sector development, and economic strategy. Global communication highlights how information flows, digital connectivity, and cross-cultural messaging influence organizational action across borders. The inclusion of race relations and decolonizing the curriculum signals attention to whose perspectives are represented in business knowledge and how historical power relations shape contemporary economic systems. This is significant because global business education has often presented markets and institutions as neutral, while overlooking colonial legacies, inequality, and cultural hierarchy. Morrison does not turn the book into a purely political text, but the updated coverage makes it more responsive to current debates about fairness, representation, and responsibility in international business. In conclusion, The Global Business Environment Sustainability and the Balance is best suited to undergraduate students, early postgraduate students, and instructors looking for a broad but ethically informed introduction to international business conditions. It is also useful for readers who need a clear overview of how external forces affect business strategy without relying on highly technical economic modeling. Its practical benefit lies in helping readers connect frameworks with real-world complexity firms, operate within political systems, legal constraints, cultural expectations, financial pressures, technological change, and environmental limits. Intellectually, the book encourages critical thinking about business responsibility, especially where global operations create tensions between profitability, stakeholder welfare, and sustainability. Compared with similar global business textbooks, its standout feature is the consistent integration of sustainability, ethics, and responsibility into the analysis of the business environment. It does not treat these themes as optional additions after the main commercial discussion. The accessible writing style and extensive pedagogical features also make it suitable for international classrooms, including students studying in English as an additional language. Its strength is breadth combined with contemporary relevance, particularly through its attention to uncertainty. The pandemic, industrial policy, global communication, race relations, and decolonizing business education. Readers seeking deep specialization in one subfield may need additional texts, but as a comprehensive foundation, it offers a balanced and current orientation. If you would like to support Janet Morrison, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.